You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. A lot of stuff to cover today. A lot of videos to play. A heck of a lot of videos to play. You're not going to want to miss today's program. We'll also have Savannah Hernandez on the program, former info warrior, now the producer of Slightly Offensive with Elijah Schaefer. We'll get to all of that and more, but first we're going to begin with this. It's a video from Alex Jones in 2010 predicting, quite correctly, I might add, the eradication of the middle class. Here it is.
Boehner, the leader of the Republicans, saying he'll accept any tax cut from Obama instead of fighting to end the so-called tax on the rich. You make $125,000 a year individually or $250,000 a year as a couple, you're going to see your taxes go up massively. But they call that the rich. And Boehner is saying that he's now going to accept that. I have his quotes here in the Associated Press. He's hoping Obama will not raise taxes on people making $50,000 a year. Of course, Obama lied and said he wouldn't raise taxes unless you made $250,000 individually. And now he's raised taxes basically on everybody. And even the Associated Press has a fact check report today admitting that it's an overall 25% increase in insurance premiums on those that are already insured. Obama's now admitting that it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions, that it makes 30-plus million Americans go out and get insurance, overpriced insurance. This is slavery, and it was written by the insurance companies owned by the big mega banks, another banker bailout. But the Republicans wouldn't tell you that. No, that would have actually defeated the legislation. And you watch, when they get into power, they're not going to fully repeal this health care takeover. You just watch. Just like the Republicans could score major political points and defeat all of the tax increases that are coming up, they're not going to put up a fight. In fact, put that AP headline back up there for folks. Here's the headline. Boehner, that's the Republican leader of the House, says he'd support a middle-class tax cut. And he went on to say that, well, if he can't get Obama to get rid of the increase on people making $125,000 individually or $250,000 per household, that he'll accept any tax cut and go along with that. You know, ladies and gentlemen, California massively raised taxes 2 years ago. And guess what? Tax receipts are way down 2 years later. You raise taxes, less money comes in. Kennedy cut taxes by 50% in 1961. Guess what happened to tax receipts? They more than doubled. Doubled. Ronald Reagan cut taxes. There was over a 30% increase in tax receipts. The government knows that, ladies and gentlemen. They know when you slap a tax on people making $125,000 a year individually, that A, they're not rich, they're lower middle class in the real scheme. The dollar doesn't go as far as it did, ladies and gentlemen, when you could take your date out to the movies and for dinner for 25 cents 80 years ago. Okay? They know that when they raise taxes, that it destroys the economy. But they want the control. They want to eradicate the middle class. They want to bankrupt the American people with NAFTA and GATT and globalism. It's stated by the Club of Rome. It's stated by the United Nations. And Newt Gingrich, one of the main leaders of the Republican Party, supports global government. He supports global carbon taxes. He supports all of this. And if you think he's going to save you, you got another thing coming. They're going to take over this Republican revolution just like they did in 1994. They're going to have globalist CFR types take it over and run it straight into the ground. And remember, you were told this. 2-3 years from now, when the depression's even deeper and the Republicans have done nothing but put window dressing on what Obama rammed through, just remember that. And all you Democrats 5-6 years from now who are getting ready to vote a Democrat back into the presidency and get ready to give the House and Senate back to the Democrats. Now, right now, the Democrats have got it. The Republicans are about to get it. You just remember down the road that I told you. You just remember that.
Incredibly powerful stuff. You can find and share that video at band.videoinfowars.com. Eradicating the middle class. We'll do the Daily Dispatch on the other side.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon. because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year. Now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. Very big show we have for you today. A lot of videos to play for you. Savannah Hernandez joining me in the third hour. All of that and more. A lot of stories to talk about. Obviously, every day, more and more. A cascade, an endless deluge of nonsense from the mainstream media that we systematically pick apart and destroy with the light of truth. Well, let's begin as we always do with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the 8th of July, 2021. The ongoing roundup of anybody and everybody even remotely related to the January 6th event continues. The FBI seizes a Lego set from a D.C. riot leader. That's right. Along with a notebook containing step-by-step instructions on how to create a hometown militia, the FBI agent seized a fully constructed U.S. Capitol Lego set from a Pennsylvania man indicted last month for his alleged leadership role in the January 6th insurrection, according to court documents. Obviously, this has been the fodder for many a meme on the internet, people laughing at this hysterically. Other people, liberals that think they're smart, saying things like, I think he could have used this model in order to plan the insurrection. Other liberals saying, yes, I think that's a very smart idea you just came up with. Wow, well done. It's like, well, it was a Lego set, so not exactly accurate. I don't know if you've heard of this thing called the internet with 3D mapping that you can use quite thoroughly to recreate a digital form of basically any building. In America, no, you're going to spend 20 hours building an intricate Lego set in order to plan your daring January 6th heist on the Capitol building. Totally absurd, obviously laughable in its ridiculousness, but also kind of terrifying, isn't it? Also shows the extent to which the police will stretch and reach and try to claim that anything remotely related could be construed as evidence of pre-planning. Very, very incredible. The government lawyers reported that agents found a notebook in Morse's car that contained writings that include step-by-step to create hometown militias. The militia to-do list included steps like ambush, battle drills, and reminders to bring assault rifle and 4 magazines. Honestly, sounds awesome. Sounds great. Everybody should be in a hometown militia. You should be ready and prepared to protect you and your neighbors against anything that happens to arise. That's a perfectly valid thing to have. And if you're going to have a militia, don't forget to bring your assault rifle. It's vital. Nothing more embarrassing than showing up to militia practice, realizing that your rifle case is empty. Make sure to follow that to-do list. Everybody should have a book, some sort of writing about how to build a hometown militia in their homes. Adult men, however, should not be playing with Legos. Remaining metal fencing around the Capitol is set to come down. That's right, folks. 6 months after the deadly insurrection white nationalist anti-Semitism coup, finally, the imaginary threat has passed. I think now we can establish that after 6 months of military occupation of our capital city, the true insurrectionists have firmly cemented their role as usurpers of the American democracy and occupiers of the throne. So now they feel like they can take down the fences, the threat is past. Their grip is firmly ensconced. And they don't fear you anymore, I guess. Isn't it amazing? You know, just a legitimate government we're looking at here. Yeah, this is the way normal democracies run. Yeah, the full will and support of the American people. And they line the Capitol streets with soldiers and surround the building with fences and threaten to machine gun down anybody that gets too close. Just your normal functional democracy we're living under. Yeah, don't ask questions. You'll be next. Methamphetamine in waterways may be turning trouts into addicts. Brown trout can become addicted to the illegal drug methamphetamine when it accumulates in waterways, according to new research. Team put 40 brown trout in a tank of water containing a level of methamphetamine that has been found in freshwater rivers for a period of 8 weeks before transferring them to a clean tank. Researchers exposed 40 trout to methamphetamine for a period of 8 weeks. Then every day they checked whether the trout were suffering from methamphetamine withdrawal by giving them a choice between water containing the drug or water without. A further 40 trout were used as a control group. Essentially, they became addicted to methamphetamine, just traces of the drugs, actually ended up in their brains after 10 days of exposure. Drugs excreted from users pass through sewage systems and then discharged from waterway treatment plants, which are not designed to treat this kind of contamination, into waterways, according to the study. They also have found cocaine in U.S. shrimp, and they've also found that sea creatures committing suicide because they are being poisoned essentially with runoff of antidepressants that makes their flight or fight synapses misfire, and they actually swim directly towards predators rather than away from them. Because basically the amount that the Western world is drugging itself just to, you know, maintain and continue living in such a messed up world, just so humans can mentally handle living in the world that the globalists have created for us, we drug ourselves to such an extent that even just the drugs being excreted from our bodies into the waterways is causing the sea life and river life to become addicted to the drugs and is killing them. I also don't know if you're aware of this, but the frogs are still gay. Twitter has suspended the account of a woman who shared her story about a naked male entering a hot tub with her six-year-old daughter. Nee Rodriguez was the account name. We actually have that video. We were able to pull it down before it was eliminated. But this is just, you know, another a little example of living in the modern world. Your six-year-old daughter can be sexually assaulted by a grown man in public. You attempt to tell that story and big tech will censor you, will actually delete your entire account for daring to speak up about your abuse because your abuse flies in the face of their narrative. Really shocking, incredible. And we'll show you that full video later. White House says strike forces are being sent to get kids vaccinated. That's right. Strike forces being sent out in order to target children as young as 12. This from Jen Psaki. We'll show you that video as well. I'll talk a little bit more about the COVID vaccination plans, which will inevitably warp into something even more dystopian than it is now. We'll get to that later. I'm telling you, lots, like this whole Daily Dispatch is just like video previews. We'll show you the video of Psaki saying they're going to send strike forces after children. We'll show you the video that Twitter removed of a woman recounting her sexual assault of her six-year-old daughter in public. We'll also show you the video of a gay choir admitting that they're targeting your children, not just admitting it, singing about it, bragging about it, telling you they're converting your children, literally. We'll show you that video later as well as I coincide that with an explanation as to why what's happening right now is a religious, totalitarian, theocratic takeover, worshiping the self. Women's rights group urge Newsom to end prison transgender mixing after numerous attacks and rapes. Look, women are going to get raped, all right? Women are going to get raped. They're going to get attacked while they are locked in a cage behind metal bars with men, thanks to the government. It's a small sacrifice that I'm willing to make for the betterment of our country. After all, what could be better than grown men in prison deciding suddenly they're women and then being sent to be locked up with women? That is a necessity, I think, in the modern world. I think any number of rapes is worth that. And I think the women who are being raped and being attacked in prison by men need to shut up. They need to deal with it because this is the modern world. look, your kid is going to get in a naked hot tub with a man, all right? If you go to jail, you're going to be raped by a man, all right? This is progressivism. You're going to be abused. You're going to shut up about it because this is progress. If you disagree with it, you are blaspheming against our new religion. Children will be in hot tubs with men. They'll be coerced and converted by choruses of gay men. They'll be hunted down by strike forces and injected with experimental vaccines. And if a rapist does actually get sent to prison, heaven forbid, right? I mean, we're trying to release all these guys. But if one slips through the cracks and actually goes to prison, we'll go ahead and put him with the women. You can rape away. Just do what you want. We'll destroy the lives of these women because they're sacrifices on the altar of our perverted God. We'll be right back to finish up the Daily Dispatch.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial corporate controlled slaves, worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening.
listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. Let's finish up with the Daily Dispatch here. Trump is suing big tech CEOs. Former President Donald Trump has joined a class action lawsuit on Wednesday against Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, and Google CEO Sundar Pichai. It's the latest. You love the way liberals report this stuff. It's the latest escalation in Trump's years-long battle with Twitter and Facebook over free speech and censorship. Trump is completely banned from Twitter and is banned from Facebook for another 2 years. Yeah, but it's an escalation in Trump's year-long battle. Right, okay. Right, he's the one that's attacked. We're the ones that are attacked, but it's us waging this battle, apparently. Now, this is important because it centers on the ability for big tech to censor political actors. Now, big tech needs to be prevented from censoring anybody, in my opinion. You don't need to be a politician to deserve that protection. But it's a good start because at the very least, I would think we can all agree that tech CEO billionaires do not have the right to decide who we elect into our Congress or any other political position for that matter. And that's literally what happens. If they decide that you can't use their services because they don't approve of your politics, your campaign is dead. How are you going to do outreach? I mean, most outreach is done now through Facebook and Twitter and other social media. If you can't do that, they are effectively destroying your campaign. So I don't know. Do we want to live in a world where all of our politicians have to get the approval of a few select unelected billionaires? I don't think so, but that's where we are. China's gaming giant Tencent starts scanning nighttime players' faces to bust curfew-breaking kids. People playing popular mobile games during nighttime in China are now required to prove they are adults. Tencent has started using Face ID system to catch minors violating a government-mandated curfew. So, there you go. Kids are not allowed to play video games after like 8 p.m. or 10 p.m. on in China. Because that's the purview of the government, apparently. Incredible. Leftists allege states trying to secure the border are engaged in an insurrection with the National Guard. See, insurrection now means bad stuff that the far right does. Or good stuff. You know, just the stuff that the government should be doing. You know, when the right wing does it, it's actually an insurrection. When the government does its job, its most basic job, it is an insurrection. This is how divorced from reality the left has become. It's been forever attached to the January 6th Capitol incursion. And the act is an act the left is hoping to keep alive in the public consciousness until the 2022 midterms, at the very least in perpetuity, if at all possible. So essentially, yeah, you have Idaho, Florida, Arizona, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas all sending troops to stop illegal immigration by patrolling the border. And now the LULAC's national president, Domingo Garcia, no conflict of interest there, used the word in a letter to the White House asking it to prevent this usurping of federal powers. See, it's the federal government's responsibility to protect our border. And when they don't fulfill that responsibility, don't actually fulfill that obligation, apparently we're just supposed to let them. We're just supposed to sit back and allow that to happen. Now, a real insurrection would be all of these soldiers that Arizona, Florida, Idaho, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas are sending to the border to actually protect American lives. If instead they sent all those soldiers to Washington, D.C. to physically oust the illegitimate president sitting there, that would be an insurrection and a much more useful use of the troops. Instead, they're standing waist deep in the Rio Grande, passing immigrants from one to another. Yeah, we need more soldiers on the border. How are we going to expedite the invasion if we don't have soldiers on the border bringing them across? Mind-blowing what's happening to this country. A leading disease expert says there's no doubt in my mind that vaccinated people are helping to spread Delta. They're saying that it's unvaccinated people's fault that the Delta variant is spreading. Meanwhile, in Israel, where most of the people are vaccinated, they say that 1,271 of the 1,528 total new infections were fully vaccinated individuals. In other words, 93% of the people who received, who have caught the Delta virus were already fully vaccinated, and yet they still got the Delta virus. 83% of the Delta variant infections occurred in fully vaccinated individuals. So there you go. It's your fault for not getting vaccinated, but if you do get vaccinated, you'll still get and then spread Delta. Vaccinated people helping to spread Delta because they think that they're protected, and so they don't actually do anything to prevent spreading it, and so they do. So thank you, vaccinated people. You sheep-like morons. By the way, I have another video that I'll show you later today of yet another case, just like the one that we saw yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, of the twitching body being led past the people waiting to get vaccinated. We have another video just like that. Literally a lifeless body being dragged by her ankles out of a vaccine center while dozens of people sit and watch, waiting for their turn. Just suicidal, these people. Pennsylvania Republicans ask counties to hand over ballots in an effort to start an Arizona-style review. So, yes, they're doing a Arizona-style audit of the 2020 elections. We'll see how that goes from Pennsylvania. Still waiting to find out what the hell is going on in Arizona. Yesterday, it was like, maybe it was Marjorie Taylor Greene or somebody on Twitter was like, oh, we're already finding so many discrepancies in the Arizona audit, and we're only just getting started. It's like, what? How are you just getting started? What is this process? Why is there no information that's useful about what's going on in Arizona? It's just like, I think it's, I don't know. It's not going to come to anything, obviously, right? There's just no information, no good information whatsoever. If there was, we'd see it. Horrific graffiti on Martin Luther King Jr. statue in Southern California is being investigated as a hate crime, police say. Oh, no. Oh, no. Somebody's tearing down statues? No, no, wait. No, no, sorry. Spilling paint on statues? Oh, dear. It's a hate crime. Pull out the canines. Pull out the helicopters. Get the searchlights on every street. Sound the alarm. We have a statue being defaced in America. This has never happened before. We've never seen this. Obviously, if this was someone other than Martin Luther King, the reaction would be, what did the people who defaced the statue want? What's their motivation? How can we appease them? And if that didn't work, then you just let them tear down the statue. But if you want to cover up a little bit what you would normally do, like what happened all over the country in the last year, is you have an angry mob attempting to tear down a statue for whatever reason. They're idiots, so you know, whoever they want to tear down. We'll show you pictures later in the program of like they're literally trying to tear down statues of, you know, Abraham Lincoln, people who were activists for, you know, anti-slavery activists. Doesn't matter. They're white men. They are evil. They must be torn down. You get a mob together to try to tear down this statue. And what happens? The authorities show up and they say, hold on a minute. This is dangerous. You can't just tear down statues. We are bringing in a construction crew. They'll be here tonight. By midnight, this statue will be far away, and we'll do your bidding as you will. So, you know, strangely not happening with the Martin Luther King statue. No, instead, it's a hate crime. So, you know, whoever did this might face decades in prison for this. They're Nazis, essentially. They must be punished and destroyed. We cannot be just defacing statues. That's a horrible crime that cannot be allowed to happen when it's from, you know, white people. Otherwise, it's a good thing that always has to happen. Wait, what's going on?
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses, and it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is, you see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Finish up with the Daily Dispatch here. Receiving videos as we speak. A woman apparently dying live on stream while she's cooking. After having received the vaccine. So, that's happening. Really incredible. Let's finish up with your Daily Dispatch here. Chicago mayor asks Biden to send help after bloody July 4th weekend. Help us, oh Biden. You're our only hope. Which is strange because you have this from almost exactly the same time last year, July 20th, 2020. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot asked Trump not to send federal agents, saying it would spell disaster. Remember, this was a big push that Donald Trump attempted, saying, hey, the crime there is out of control. Federal help is here waiting for you. You just have to ask for it. And they said, how dare you, sir? How dare you suggest we send federal agents? How dare you suggest there's a crime problem in Chicago? Not only is that racist, you're a fascist, sir. And then Biden gets into office and they're just like, oh, yeah, federal agents, come on in. We need them desperately. Everybody is killing each other here. We're out of control. We have no idea what to do, and we're only making things worse. Please, for the love of God, usurp our power, federal government. Please, take all of the control that you can handle. It's the Democrat playbook. You cause the problem. You use that problem to justify your greater expansion of power. I figured it out. I busted it. I'm so smart. How does nobody see this? Like, it's so obvious. It's so obvious. Crime is rampant. It's out of control. They defund the local police. Crime explodes, like, twice as much. Like, in Austin, we had our 45th murder of the year yesterday. In 2020, we had 48 murders total, and that was a massive rise from the years before. So you have massive rises from the years before, getting to 48 murders total in the entire year. We're halfway through the year, and we're already at 45 murders this year. Just disaster, right? 45, it's, you know, 45 lives ruined, 45 lives ended, 45 families destroyed, right? Just horror on every level. And that's a drop in the bucket compared to what's going on in Chicago. And so what do? They demand more power. Yeah, we'll just give more power over to the federal government to deal with the problem that we created. This is very clever. Oh, we can't figure out what's going on here. Very complicated. This is a great little we're learning more about Haiti, by the way. We've got some video now of the assassination in Haiti of the people entering the compound and announcing they are DEA agents from America, allowing them to completely bypass all the security of the Haitian president and assassinate him. And we're learning that this may be because the president of Haiti refused vaccines. President of Tanzania refuses vaccines. Suddenly, he's dead. President of Haiti refuses vaccines. Suddenly, he's dead. It's very convenient the way this works out. A little how it started versus how it's going meme here. How it started. Mystery surrounds remarkably low amount of COVID-19 cases and deaths in Haiti. Remarkably low. How it's going. Haitian president assassinated during armed attack at home. And we'll show you those videos later in the program. Isn't it amazing that these countries that don't have first world healthcare or even third world healthcare. I mean, Haiti is a trash heap. It's a pile of dung. Like, it's awful in Haiti. Completely terrible. I'm not just saying, like, it's, I feel bad for the Haitian people. They literally eat dirt cookies. It's like something they do in Haiti. It's awful. They're living in misery. And they don't deserve that. They're constantly being taken advantage of by people like the Clinton Foundation and the UN. You see Haiti as sort of a supermarket for children to rape. You just walk down the aisle, pick the ones you want. Totally disgusting. But isn't it amazing that this place that has no medical infrastructure, right? No big system of healthcare provided to the people. But it also doesn't have, you know, the same type of sophisticated messaging apparatus that first world countries have. Isn't it interesting that these places with no ability to enforce social distancing, no ability or desire to enforce masks, no mandates as to lockdowns or anything of the sort that have rejected vaccines, that don't have the medical infrastructure to deal with even minor or old school. You'll have cholera outbreaks in Haiti. You'll have Ebola outbreaks in places like Haiti. And yet places like this have super low death rates for COVID. Why is that? I wonder why that could be. Because logic would tell you that in places without this sort of infrastructure, the infrastructure that we need, the heroes that we rely on, the frontline workers in the hospitals, without those, wouldn't they all be dead? Wouldn't it be just a massive, massive disaster in these types of countries? Instead, they have a lower rate of deaths and a lower rate of cases. Because it's a scam, you understand? It's literally a scam. Why aren't homeless people just dying by the boatload, truckload, right? They literally can't social distance. They live in camps like cheek to jowl. They can't isolate. They can't lock down. They don't have homes. They're living on the street. They don't have masks. Why hasn't there been a massive spike in the death of the homeless population? Oh, because it's not real. Oh, okay. Oh, because it's the flu. Ah, I got you. Okay. That makes sense. All right, our final story here. Tucker Carlson confirms now that the NSA was, in fact, spying on him and, in fact, unmasked him. Which, you know, duh, right? It's a very interesting cycle that we go through on both sides. One side says something that seems outrageous. The other side says there's no way that can be true. Then it gets different, right? Then it changes. See, if it's somebody on the right like Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump, saying something that seems outrageous, it eventually gets proven right. Every time. Every time, right? Donald Trump said the Russians are spying on him. How outrageous. What a ridiculous conspiracy theory. This is tinfoil hat nonsense. How dare you? Oh, yeah, yeah. It actually happened, right? Every time. This just happens over and over and over. Meanwhile, on the other side, liberals say something ridiculous, like Donald Trump is a Russian agent. We over here say, no, that's ridiculous and stupid. And then sure enough, you investigate him for 2.5 years. You spend $50 million. You have entire armies of people digging through every piece of document that has ever been created by his 50-year-plus life in public and private and business and everything else. And you find nothing. You find absolutely nothing. No proof whatsoever. You are wrong. You are utterly baseless in your accusations. Because they make things up. And so when they see Tucker Carlson make an outrageous claim, they project on him. They think, ah, he's trying to do what we do, just make something up out of whole cloth. See, we don't do that because we can't do that, because we don't have an entire society institutionalized into confirming our lies, right? If we say something that's untrue, if Tucker Carlson says something that's untrue, he'll be savaged for it. He'll be destroyed for it. The Democrats can control the media and run false stories literally every day for years on end, and they're just completely immune to any criticism or any fact penetrating their wall of lies. So they can make up whatever the hell they want. Literally, they do constantly. They just literally make things up out of whole cloth, and then they project that onto conservatives, and they get egg on their face every single time. But trust me, they're not going to be convinced, right? All these people are like, the NSA is not going to spy on Trump. Why would they deny that? That's what you have to ask yourself. Why would the leftists claim that that was a lie? They didn't have proof that it was a lie. They didn't think that it was a lie. Why would they claim that it was a lie? Because they know how bad it is. They know that it's a terrible thing. They know that having a national security agency snoop and spy on and listen in to the conversation of journalists that oppose them is a horrific dystopian situation. So of course they're denying. And then it comes true, and what do they say? Yeah, good. They say good. They say he should have been spied on. He was trying to get an interview with Putin. You know, kind of like how NBC gets interviews with Putin, kind of how CNN has interviewed Putin. See, Tucker Carlson wanted to interview Putin, so now they need to capture all of his communications and read through them and unmask them and spy on them. These people they're hypocrites, they're tyrants, they're totalitarians, they're soulless monsters that must be destroyed for the sake of humanity.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is, you see it in the news. It is record-level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man. Trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. You support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And if you haven't taken advantage of the July 4th super sale, you're in luck, as it has been extended free shipping and double Patriot points on all purchases at InfoWarsStore.com, including some of our newest products like the vitamin D3 gummies we have here with calcium, lemon flavor, gummy chewable vitamins that are excellent, the multivitamin, whole food essential nutrients, and the vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips. These are three of our newest products, and people are really loving them, and you can get them now on sale, July 4th super sale. It has been extended. Free shipping, double Patriot points. Stock up now to take advantage of those savings and to earn those reward points that you can later use on other purchases. InfoWarsStore.com. Best of all, you keep this program running. Let's talk about COVID-19, shall we? Where we are now and where we're going. Surgeon who operated on young Italian vaccine victims says you've never seen anything like this. Camila Canepa was operated on by Gianluigi Zona, director of neurosurgical and neurotraumatical clinic at the San Martino Hospital. He says, I've never seen a brain that was affected by such extensive and severe thrombosis. The neurosurgeon on duty in San Martino that night was Alessandro D'Andrea, who also called the chief physician to his side at the operating table. We decided to have a decompression craniotomy, which is where the skull is open to relieve internal pressure. Zona recounted the experience. All venous sinuses were blocked with thrombi, a scenario I've never seen in my many years in this profession. Think of the venous sinus as the river in the middle of a valley where several streams converge. If a dam is built in the middle of the water course, the river swells and the tributaries can no longer drain at that point, so the pressure rises upstream. It says, I'm neither a virologist nor an epidemiologist nor a coroner, but giving the image I saw in the girl's head, it was clear that what we're dealing with was something not normal. The parents of the 18-year-old who died told the media she had no disease. Last week, the prosecutor of Genoa, which coordinates ongoing investigations, will instruct the Pavia coroner to perform the autopsy of the girl, of the body of Camila Canepa, an 18-year-old who died after the vaccine. The girl allegedly suffered from chronic platelet deficiency, a familial autoimmune, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce that other word. This is what investigators have learned from the first reports of the doctor. So it says it's like nothing he's ever seen before, the effects of thrombosis in this vaccine victim. Meanwhile, here, let's go to video number four here. This is similar to the one that we saw yesterday. We see a vaccine center full of people waiting to get their vax. Meanwhile, a lifeless body is being dragged away, having just received the vaccine. Let's watch this. You see the gym here. There's the lifeless woman, her legs being held up. Everybody sort of mills around, not exactly knowing what to do. I mean, you're just healthcare professionals just delivering a so-called vaccine with known and extreme and severe reactions. Maybe you should know what to do in this case, but no, they're all just sort of wandering around. One guy's holding the feet, the other woman like touches her knee, and everybody else is just sitting there waiting. I mean, but, you know, the suicide booth from Futurama, just waiting in line to kill yourself. It is mind-blowing. Can you imagine? It's just like, inject somebody, that person just like twitches and faints and like starts dying, and then you're just like, all right, you're next. And you're just like, oh, all right, my turn now. You're just like, okay, all right. All right, time to die. Time for you to die. Come get your vaccine. So watch this video here, because this is a response to a comment that again reveals that we have no idea how many reactions there actually are to these vaccines, because these people have been religiously indoctrinated. They're in a cult of science, right? Science with a trademark next to it. Dr. Fauci and his cult of science. So they're going to hide anything that goes against this belief, right? You believe in the vaccine, all these naysayers, they hate the vaccine. You take the vaccine, you have severe reactions. Well, you're going to want to hide those. You're going to want to keep those undercover. You're not going to want to admit that you were wrong, that it's not safe. You're going to try to hide that, disguise that. Doctors as well. I can tell you personal stories I know of people who have had severe reactions, and the doctors tell them, and we don't know if that's from the vaccine or not. Yeah, we're not sure. We're not sure. We inject you with the thing, you fall over and start twitching, but was it the thing we injected you with? It happens, you know, about every 10 people we inject, they just start convulsing, but we don't know if that's why, right? I mean, could be something else. We don't know. It's a lie. So we have no idea what the true number of reactions are, because this is the type of response you get. You get people getting enlarged hearts and like insane blood clots, and then the doctors say, yeah, but we don't know, so we're not going to report it. And that's what happens. So here's a response to somebody essentially making a claim similar to this. Here it is. Number six.
Or I'm going to call you BJ for short, if that's okay. How many is it going to take for you to get it? 16 years in cardiology. I just walked from healthcare because I saw this with my own eyes. With my own eyes, not being documented. You have nurses of 20 or more years walking from healthcare due to the unethical practices of these physicians and corporations that are not reporting properly. Until you sit with a 20-year-old man, healthy athlete, that has had cardiac workup before, come in and is now sobbing in front of you because he thought he was doing the right thing, but now he's in heart failure and on his way to the cath lab for a pacemaker. Wake up.
Yeah. And here's the comment she's responding to. It says, quote, he didn't die from the vaccine. He died from an enlarged heart. Or is this narrative not okay because it's not about COVID itself, but it's about the vaccine? Yeah, I mean, you know, an enlarged heart. That just happens sometimes, right? I mean, maybe it was the vaccine, or maybe he learned the true meaning of Christmas. You know, maybe that's what enlarged his heart. Maybe he heard the Who's down in Whoville were happy even though they didn't have presents, and so his heart grew to three times its size. Or maybe it's poison you injected him with. I don't know. I'm not a doctor here, so I guess we'll have to go to the doctors and figure out whether this is a vaccine reaction causing his heart to expand, or whether we're dealing with the How the Grinch Stole Christmas situation here. I don't know. You know, I'm not a doctor, so who am I to say that you inject a kid with an mRNA gene therapy experimental drug and his heart explodes? Who knows? Who knows what's behind that? Could be the Grinch. We're just not sure. Okay? So it's basically coming out now. Just massive side effects. Stories that I'll get into later about, miscarriages, basically what they call spontaneous abortions. They say something like 84% of pregnant women, not in their third trimester, but before, just their babies just die, and they just get injected, and then the babies die. And we'll cover that more, too. So just, it's all coming out now. Like, it's readily apparent now. It's too much, right? Like, the information that's coming out is too much for them to hide, too much for them to disguise. It's clear these vaccines aren't safe. It's clear they're not effective against the new variants. They're not necessary and, in fact, extremely dangerous for a very large number of people. But don't worry, folks. The White House is on top of it. They'll be sending strike forces to target children as young as 12 in order to get them the vaccine as soon as humanly possible. Let's go now to clip number 15. Here is White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying that they are going to continue to press to get 12 to 18-year-olds vaccinated by sending strike teams.
First, target your children. Is there a target for herd immunity for COVID vaccines? Is it 75%, 80%? What is that goal for the administration right now?
Well, Dr. Fauci has addressed this a number of times and has conveyed that herd immunity is kind of an outdated term.
Well, it's outdated now.
Set a goal of reaching 70% of adults by July 4th. We reached that goal of adults 27 and older by that date, and we're continuing to press to reach it, and we will in the next couple of weeks for adults over the age of 18. But our work doesn't stop there, and we are going to continue to press to get 12 to 18-year-olds vaccinated, to continue to work with communities where there's lower vaccination rates. That's one of the reasons we initiated these strike forces, to go into communities and work with them to determine what they need, to take a localized, specific approach that works with elected officials in communities. But I don't have a new goal to set for you.
They're just going to send strike forces to get kids vaccinated. Maybe they'll send them to schools and they'll tell children, like they tell them with transgenderism, look, you don't have to tell your parents about this. They might think it's bad, but that's because they don't understand. They're crazy conspiracy theorists that want you to die. So trust us, the authorities, the government in charge, our strike force here. We will inject you. We'll save your life. And just don't tell your parents. Of course, parents are going to find out when their kid dies, right? It's going to be kind of obvious when their kid's heart explodes that something may have happened here. But no, there it is, the U.S. government sending strike forces to convince your 12 to 18-year-olds to get the experimental vaccine drive. They'll go door-to-door and attempt to do this, so just be ready. It's coming for your children.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns. And so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount.
And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, welcome back, folks. Second hour has begun. Still to come in today's program, we'll have Savannah Hernandez in the third hour. We'll be showing you the video and really breaking down this gay chorus singing, "We Are Coming for Your Children." And in fact, I have another video from 2014, a very similar song from another gay choir. So, yeah, we'll show you those. We'll show you those. We'll show you videos of migrants crossing the border unbidden and unprevented. And we'll also show you some videos that confirm that the January 6th event was more or less totally pre-planned. But first, here is a special report by John Baum.
Karl Marx's conflict theory proclaims that society is in a state of perpetual conflict due to the competition for limited resources. And that glue holding that social order together is domination and power, rather than relegated by consensus and conformity. Those with wealth and power hold on to that power by suppressing the poor and the powerless. This theory fuels the Marxist revolution that has exploded itself upon every facet of our lives, given a free pass on violating the social norms of race, gender, crime, and just about anything the movement deems necessary to alter in order to dominate the average American's life.
I also want to make sure that this hysteria, you know, that this doesn't drive a hysteria and that we look at these numbers in context so that we can make responsible decisions about what to allocate in that context.
You know, furthermore, for her to say that it's just hysteria, as if it's all in our heads, it makes us cold and callous about people losing their lives. I mean, as Cuomo was when he downplayed the COVID-19 nursing home deaths.
A new conspiracy theory, a new Trump-inspired, Trump-incited kind of rage, white rage, to use the words of General Milley yesterday.
Okay, Bill Maher has been whack for a long time. I did see the clip segment of him complaining about Lin-Manuel Miranda apologizing for the lack of Afro-Latino representation in his movie, In the Heights.
You're the guy who made the Founding Fathers black and Hispanic. I don't think you have to apologize to Twitter. He's a Latino making a Latino movie with a Latino cast. Not good enough. Nothing is ever good enough for these people. They're like children.
Okay, so I don't know if the applause from the audience was sincere or if they were responding to the applause sign in the studio, but either way, how disappointing. So perhaps it's time for you to take a step back and blow a quarter ounce of that green that you love so much, because clearly your thoughts have been lost in a white fog for far too long.
Why would they attempt to dominate the once independent lives of the middle class they claim they are protecting? Because the theory is flawed. Those with wealth and power still continue to dominate the poor and the powerless. They're just using hordes of mindless social justice warriors to gain access to that control.
The left-wing billionaire transferring $18 billion to his Open Society Foundation. That makes it the second largest foundation in the country, and it's all about politics.
New at 10, a nearly overlooked consideration in the Milwaukee public school budget now stirring up controversy.
The district is proposing nearly $500,000 go to a program called Black Lives Matter.
I'm here to support the Black Lives Matter funding proposed in the MPS budget.
That's the main reason most of these people showed up tonight, to speak up or hold up a sign, letting board members know they want them to spend around $470,000 on Black Lives Matter.
Marxists steal money from other people and they enrich themselves right. Until the people that they stole from are poor. And so she has stolen money from other people on the pretext of a lie that is Black Lives Matter. And she's enriched herself and she's brought four homes. I mean, you have to kind of appreciate the honesty. She's not hiding by any means, you know. And so, yeah, I tend to agree with you here. She's a communist through and through, and she's been unbelievably unapologetic in her approach.
useful idiots doing the bidding of their masters against a free people dominated by our own media.
There's no excuse for being a reporter today who doesn't understand the basic science of COVID-19. Why is it not the same for climate change? Right now, everyone should be a climate reporter. And if you're not a climate reporter right now, you will be.
But we are gradually learning the final lesson. The real revolution is obvious. Populism will inevitably rise against the foul stench of...
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is, you see it in the news. It is record level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year, and now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com, and please try to keep us on the air.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal. It's going to be a very gay hour, folks. A very, very rainbow hour with us here today. Because we have a lot of things to cover. A lot of connections to make between various stories. The first one is, of course, a video that the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir put out yesterday. And have since removed. Gee, why would they remove this? Why would they remove this piece of work they're very, very proud of? Well, it's a song entitled A Message from the Gay Community, where they say that they will come for your children and they will convert them. But I don't know if I want to start. I don't know if I want to start with that. We've got a lot of other things to discuss as well. How do we want to put this? What we have to understand is that the arguments around LGBT, gay acceptance or whatever, it's a spiritual argument, and it is, for all intents and purposes, religious in its aspect, right? And they're literally saying they're going to convert your children. They're converting them to their ideology and their religion. What is the hallmark of a religion? It is... It's an ideological set of beliefs that is justified by faith rather than logic, right? A good example of this would be like abortion. Like you can make a very logical argument for abortion. People do. Talk about the burden that unwed mothers may be on the society, of the danger or, you know, mal effects of teenage pregnancy. You can make all sorts of logical arguments about it, but at the end of the day, the religious Christian answer to that is it's killing a baby. So, you know, life is the purview of God. You have no right to destroy something that he created. I don't need any logic to justify that. It's life, and you don't destroy it for convenience, right? So in this case, faith in the idea that God is holy and that he imbues every human life with a soul that is unique and special and worth protecting is a religious idea. So it supersedes the logical. Well, the same case with homosexuality or any of these other things, right? These are beliefs. These are not justified by logic, but justified by moral imperative from these people. And so when you think of it that way, you realize that what's happening right now is the forced conversion of an entire civilization to something other than Christianity. And you can just replace, you could swap it, right? You could have a country that's, let's say, not Christian, and you have Christians move in, and maybe they're not treated quite as equally. They're the outsiders. They're not given all the rights that the atheist nation gives to its own citizens. The Christians have to struggle for a while. Eventually, they get to a certain point that the Christian influence allows them to enjoy certain civil rights like weddings. And then within about 5 or 10 years, the Christian flag is above their embassy. And every corporation is pledging allegiance to Christianity. Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's all they're different denominations of the same antichrist religion, progressivism. It's the worship of the self and the worship of humanity and the worship of the earth. It's sort of a bizarre narcissistic paganism that they're trying to imbue us with. Here you go. Regular Christians no longer welcome in American culture. So this is a religious takeover, right? A theocracy that we're being put under. And, the rainbow flag is sort of the perfect symbol of this. So now the flag of this religion is waving over American embassies and embassies all over the world. And if you refuse to bend the knee to this religion, you'll be punished politically and physically in some cases. In fact, two countries that are not bowing to this, and I love that the video that Alex put out about this, he called it colonialism, right? Because that's what this is. It is a usurpation of the ideology that governs the country with a foreign and alternative ideology that foreign powers are using political and military might to enforce on others. Subjugation under this religion. So let's go to clip 17 here. This is the president or the chief executive of the European Union, Ursula von der Leyen, warning that Hungary must repeal its legislation that bans schools from promoting homosexuality. So Hungary put forward a law to ban homosexual propaganda aimed at children. And the EU is furious at this. And they're basically going to cut off Hungary and punish Hungary if they don't enforce their satanic religion. Here she is. It's quiet here because the translator is yet to come up yet. But there she is. Queen of the gays, I guess. The Pope of
fruits. This law puts homosexuality and gender reassignment on a par with pornography.
Good.
This law uses the protection of children, to which we are all committed, as an excuse to severely discriminate against people because of their sexual orientation. This law is disgraceful.
Yeah, big cheers, big cheers. They're discriminating them, telling them they can't propagandize children with sex.
Si la Hongrie ne corrige pas le tir, la commission fera usage.
If Hungary doesn't set things right, the Commission will use the powers invested in it as the guardian of the treaties.
Soyons clairs.
Let's be clear. We will use these powers whichever member state impedes European law.
Mm. State-enforced homosexuality. I mean, that's literally what this is, right? Hungary's like, hey, you can be gay, like, we're not going to bother you about what you do in your bedroom at your own time, but you're not allowed to propagandize children with sexual imagery. You're not allowed to try to warp and alter the sexual alignment of children. You're not allowed to do that. So EU, the religious theocracy there in Brussels, says we will punish you and we'll punish anybody that dares attempt in any way to transgress and blaspheme against our sacred right of homosexuality. Like, that's literally what this is. Mind-blowing. It's like, well, what are they worried about? I'll tell you what they're worried about. They're worried about things like the San Francisco Gay Men's Choir bragging, we're coming for your children. We'll play that video in the next segment, but first, we'll go to an older video, clip 21, because this is not the first time a gay men's chorus has sung these types of lyrics. Here is from 2014, the Boston Gay Men's Chorus telling you that your children are not your children. Here it is. sons and daughters. Oh, you hear that holy sound? This is a hymn. A hymn. Your children, parentheses, are not your children. Children. It's not a good song. Both these songs suck. Is weird looking, just a weird thing. All right, so we'll show you on the other side the latest iteration of this. But just know, it's like, you know, somebody can say something about a group all they want, right? You know, religious fanatics, they could say, you know, till the end of time, but gay guys want to come after your children. You could ignore them. Listen to the guys who are telling you they're coming for your children. Okay,
they're working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without deep breath crystal iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful deep breath crystal iodine is.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. You know, it's so funny talking about all this stuff. Because, you know, they use the terms like racist or homophobe or whatever to convince you not to criticize anything, no matter how horrific it is, if it can be associated with these ideas, right? I have a lot of gay friends, I have a lot of gay family members. I don't feel any different about them learning that they're gay, right? You treat somebody the way that they... the way you want to be treated, right? And I don't want people discriminating against me because of my sexuality, and I wouldn't do it to other people. Maybe we should ask them what they think about the fact that you have a gay chorus singing, "We're coming for your children," in a new Zoom song. I don't know. Is it anti-gay to say you shouldn't try to sexualize and convert children? Yeah, maybe. Maybe it is. I don't know. It was pretty amazing, though. Let's listen to this song, shall we? San Francisco Gay Men's Choir brags, "We're coming for your children," in a new Zoom song. Let's hear.
Years, there's still work to be done. So to those of you out there who are still working against equal rights, we have a message for you.
You think we're sinful?
Yes.
You fight against our rights.
Yeah,
you say
much.
We all lead lives you can't respect.
I mean, I don't respect you, that's true, right?
But yeah. You're just frightened.
Oh yeah, very scared.
You think that we'll corrupt your kids, yeah, if our agenda goes unchecked.
Yeah, even being checked, you're pretty ruthless.
Just this once, you're correct.
I know, yeah, we know.
We'll convert your children.
Oh, will you?
Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep
is there any rope?
Disco.
Do we have any rope in this studio?
Disco.
I just
make him wear pleated pants.
We need to tie a knot.
We'll convert your children.
Oh, okay.
We'll make them tolerant and fair.
Oh, tolerant and fair. I thought you said you wanted to convert them to being gay.
Bring your children into accepting, caring people, but
accepting, caring people. Oh, okay.
Just like you worried. They'll change their group of friends. You won't approve of where they go at night to protest.
Oh, and protest.
You'll be disgusted
so
when they start finding things online.
When they start meeting people like you?
From their site.
Gross.
Like information.
Guess what?
You'll still be
alright. We'll convert your children. Yes,
right, the good
will.
News is these guys can't have children. So they have to convert yours. You know, they don't reproduce. They reproduce through corruption, right? Like a fungus or a mold of some sort.
Gen Z's gayer than Grindr.
Gen Z's gayer than Grindr. It's like, ugh. I was tolerant before this video. I was a very tolerant, accepting person before you revealed yourself. Look at all these worshippers of themselves. Don't make me dance. The crew is making me dance. I am not dancing. Oh, they're so proud. Care about fairness? It's a rave going on in the control room. It's like, it's not even good music. It's not something anybody would actually listen to or enjoy. Gay agenda. Just, all right. All right. Silence gays. Silence homos. Silence the homos. I demand you silence the homos. All right. The homos are quiet now. Thank God. Jesus Christ. Please help us. Amazing, isn't it? Here are the lyrics. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit. Quiet and subtly. You'll barely notice it. We'll convert your children, reaching one and all. There's no escaping it, because even grandma likes RuPaul. And the world's getting kinder. Gen Z's gayer than Grindr. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children. We're coming for them. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children. For your children. Just like, they are coming. They are coming. Yeah, yeah, we know. We know. We know. It's amazing, isn't it? It's like on one side you got people like, we can't let gays get married or they'll target our children. They'll try to convert our children. They'll prey upon the innocence of our children. And the gays are like, yeah, you're right. It's like, yeah, we know. we know. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, you're right. I am evil. It's like, okay. Why'd you pretend that you weren't for so long? You psychopath. You weirdo. I talk about it all the time. I need to find the video of it. Of the time that I went with Will Johnson to a protest against LGB indoctrination in schools, of all things. And on one side, you had parents and grandparents concerned at the fact that they were going to be unable to preserve the innocence of their children and continue to send them to public school. And they were shouted down and silenced by a man, a castrato in a dress, right? A guy who is incapable of having children and who told me in no uncertain terms, the reason that he's protesting in favor of LGB indoctrination is because he hated the innocence that the people projected on their children. Literally, he's like, we're going to corrupt your innocence. We're going to pervert them. They see any attempt to preserve the innocence of children, the naivety, the sexless, you know, joyful, unperverted pureness of children, they hate that. They despise that. They think that's a prison. It's despicable. Now, I wouldn't have said that 5 years ago. I wouldn't have said it a year ago. But now they're saying it. So what are we supposed to do? Not listen? Not understand that this is exactly what's going on and that's happening on every different level? Here's some interesting charts. Belief in God has cratered amongst Gen Z, which only started at 50%. But is now near to 30% belief in God. Millennials, we see a distinct downward trend from around 55% to around 45% just over the last 20 years or so. Gen Z has actually risen slightly in their belief in God, and the silent generation and the boomers are trending just about flat. But this line here of Gen Z just cratering. This is a religion, folks. It is incompatible with the Christianity. And so they're destroying Christianity to bring this about, because Christianity tells you that your life is a gift from God, that it's something to be cherished and treasured, children to be protected, that sex is a divine act that should only be done in the sanctity of marriage amongst two people that love each other very much in order to create a life, in order to provide that life with the best possible chance it has of growing up healthy. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Kind of makes sense. On the other hand, you have naked grown men getting into hot tubs with six-year-olds and then Antifa bashing the head of the parents who come out against it. On the other side, I'm going to show you the video of that woman recounting that particular incident. And just know, this is a theocratic takeover. The homo inquisition. The gay inquisition. Are you using this as bumper music now? Is that what's happening? Great. Great. More gayness on the other side.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns. And so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
We're coming for them. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children. No uncertain terms, saying, you think that we're trying to convert your children, trying to pervert them into our deviant sexual lifestyle for our own perverse intentions? Yeah, you're right. We are. Right? They thought this was going to go well. They thought this was a good idea. This is how overconfident they are. See, they believe the media hype. They watch television and they see that 50% of the characters are gay. And they think that's real life. They think it'll be cool to make a video about how they're coming to corrupt your children, to pervert and sexualize your children. I don't know. We just watched the video. Were you uncertain about what their intentions were? Did they not make it abundantly clear? Because guess what? They're they're kind of backtracking now. Yeah, they're kind of, we're just kidding. We're just kidding about that. You crazy conspiracy theorists. No, we're not coming for your children. That was a big joke that we were making. You just don't get it. Oh, sure. This is in response to the overwhelming negative backlash. The response to the YouTube video was resoundingly negative, with 114 likes to 7,200 dislikes at the time of writing. The number of dislikes rising rapidly. The video was ultimately changed to private after after massive backlash. Now, see, in their minds, this is these are trolls, these are bots, these are Russian bots that are just flooding the, you know, there's no way that this can actually be the sentiment of the wider American public, but of course it is. One commenter saying, imagine singing about perverting children and thinking you're the good guys. While another said they don't think that singing about grooming children is a good move to stop the hate. Now, it's not about stopping the hate, is it? In fact, I'd say this one video has done a very good job of inspiring a lot of people into hate. I mean, you do what you're on your own time. I don't have to know you're gay. I don't know anything about the sexuality of most of my friends. I literally couldn't care less. Oh, now you're coming for our children? Okay. Now you're a problem that needs to be dealt with. The description of the video was later edited to claim that it was simply about converting people to being allies of the gay cause. And of course, didn't want to make your children gay. Of course not. Of course not. Okay, so you're gay and you're despicable liars. Okay. Do these go hand in hand for some reason? I mean, my tolerance is just washing away. Like, it's just being blasted like a sandblaster, washing away the shield of tolerance and understanding that I'd built up over a lifetime of living in a country that was completely open to these types of lifestyles. Totally unobstructed, right? Lifetime of that indoctrination led me to believe that there's no problem with any of this. Now they're changing my mind. my tolerance, they're just taking a sledgehammer to the castle of my tolerance has been built up. Took a long time to build it up, but man, can you tear that thing down fast. Holy crap. Our message to you from the gay community, we will continue to do our best to counter the message of hate. Oh, they hate us. It's just like, I'm going to take your child from you. I'm going to pervert him. I'm going to sexualize him at a very young age. I'm going to convince him to chop his nuts off. I'm going to inject him with hormone-blocking chemicals. I'm going to bring him to bathhouses. I'm going to expose myself to him. Just like, what the hell is wrong with you? Whoa. Where's all this hate coming from? Where's all this hate coming from? I'm just trying to love your child. I'm just trying to take advantage of your young child and turn them into a sexual object for my satisfaction. Why do you hate me? Oh dear. The hate. Oh, what are we going to do? Teaching kids to be tolerant and fair. Claiming the video was simply tongue-in-cheek humor. Oh, we were kidding. Oh, you thought we were serious about that? What, because of all this stuff that we do? No. Because of all the things that we said? Because the words that we were saying actually confirm the actions that we take? No, all of that is jokes. I'm not even gay. You thought I was gay? No. I'm definitely not a pedophile. Of course not. I just want kids to be gay, except I don't. I'm just joking. It's just like, I don't know, maybe something about your life has made it very easy to become unironically just dishonest. Just utterly, you're just living a lie your entire life. I don't know, maybe there's something about that. Here's a great article from Daily Veracity. Surge in LGBT children's program shows why conservatives should vigorously oppose gay marriage. Organizations like GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, have been successful in convincing Hollywood to increase LGBTQ representation in media, specifically for children's programming like Nickelodeon, PBS, and Cartoon Network. A tidal wave of gay representation has washed over children's TV shows, with a 222% increase in LGBTQ characters in stories between 2017 and 2019 alone. So you just have LGBT characters and storylines in just about every children's cartoon created these days. Now, this may coincide with and you know, help reinforce the fact that children's cartoons suck now. They're terrible, right? Compared to what we grew up with, compared to like the Batman animated series. Awesome, beautiful, incredible, right? You enjoy it as an adult just as much as kids. Nowadays, everything's made on Flash. All of the drawings look exactly the same. It's all this, it's like Caltech art style. But, you know, it's all these people who are talentless, can't write a story to save their life. Nothing they do is of any artistic merit whatsoever, but it is very effective propaganda. Because after all, it's not about how good something is, kind of like the Oscars nowadays. You know, they say you have to have a certain level of representation to be considered for an Oscar. Because, again, it's not about art. It's not about expressing humanity through creation. No, no, it's about propaganda. It's about conquering, usurping, and turning artwork into propaganda for your sick, perverted religion. Okay? A review of content found 259 gay characters in cartoons and TV series aimed at children, and states it's virtually impossible to find a TV show without a gay character or LGBTQ theme. Disney revealed a gay character in the remake of DuckTales. Discovery Family's My Little Pony introduced a lesbian pony couple. In the same year, PBS's Author featured a gay wedding scene in its season premiere. Step in the right direction. So, again, this isn't just, you know, regular people, like, trying to reflect the real world, just trying to be tolerant of other ideas. These lessons aren't about that. No, no. These are LGBTQP activists who are consciously putting in propaganda in order to pervert children. So, okay. I mean, I'd be against that if you were straight. Straight people don't do this. If they were, they would be called perverts. They'd be pointed out as disgusting. They would be stopped immediately. I mean, what do you think is happening here? Like, if you had some, and like, they admit it, they're open about it, they're like very happy, they're like, you know, Rebecca Sugar, who did Steven Universe, went out of the way to make sure the show was staffed by so-called inclusive standards. The new hires were found on platforms like Twitter and Tumblr. They were hired because they're gay. And they actively put in gay propaganda into their children's shows. So, I mean, if I, like, you know, just make a children's cartoon and we'll just have, you know, strippers and whores as the characters. We'll talk about what a great thing it is for children to be sexualized. It's like, wow, you're a sick pervert. It's like, no, I'm gay. And they're like, oh, okay, then it's good. It's a good thing. It's a good thing this happens, right? Just mind-blowing. The song was written, this song, the gay men's song, "Your Coming for Your Children," was written by Roser and Sohn. Last year, the duo apologized for writing music accused of endorsing Afghan child sex abuse. Okay. Allegedly, several of the names of the members in the chorus on the board of directors match up with convicted pedophiles on California's sex offender registries. Many Twitter users claim the likelihood of some members being convicted of child sex offense is high, giving the data showing that the ratio of heterosexuality to homosexuality pedophiles is calculated approximately 11 to 1. That's pretty shocking. See, that's the type of logic that is overwhelmed by the religious impetus of this perverted religion.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear fighting it.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. So we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without deep earth crystal iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle, to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful deep earth crystal iodine is.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You've been an online J-Chair, find a May-Chair, open up VOK-Ass, OK-Yeah, profile picture looking tight-Chair, nice-Chair, got your bio reading right-Chair, precise-Chair, but before you find a day-Chair, you gotta wait-Chair, gotta go back to Nate-Chair, get it straight-Chair. Girl, you look good, won't you vax that thing up? You're a handsome young brother, won't you vax that thing up? Dating in real life, you need to vax that thing up. Feeling freaky all night, you need to vax that thing up. Girl, you look good, won't you vax that thing up? You're a handsome young brother, won't you vax that thing up? Dating in real life, you need to vax that thing up. Feeling freaky all night, you need to vax that thing up.
I know you can't stand it, no holding hands, chick. But when we get the shot, we gon' be romancing. Girl, you could be the queen after quarantine. We could meet up at the spot and we could do the thing. Internet date chat, I'm your mate chat. Download the app, shawty, you ain't gotta wait chat. I love it when you're home.
All right, everybody, it's a new dance move. Everybody do the vaccine.
Want you vax that thing up. You're a handsome young brother, want you vax that thing up. Dating in real life, you need to vax that thing up. Feeling freaky all night, you need to vax that thing up. Girl, you look good, want you vax that thing up. You're a decent looking brother.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen.
Vax that thing up.
Vax that thing up. Music these days, am I right? Oh, the crew says we can go back to the gay choir. Okay, so should we switch from the vaccine propaganda song to the homosexual convert your children propaganda song? Which propaganda song are we rocking out to here today? Oh my God! All right. Woo! All right. This is the last segment before we welcome Savannah Hernandez to the program and get into all of this ridiculous nonsense. What should we get into now? I really want to play this video. You know, I'll upload the full video to bands.video, and we'll just play the short video here. Because, again, what's happening now is a religious takeover, right? Full-fledged from every layer of the civilization down. And I thought this was such a good point. It's from a Twitter account called Atheist L's, Atheist and Neo-Pagans posting their L's. And it's such a good point because I don't know if you remember this. If you were on the internet like a decade ago, the big thing was the atheism community, the skeptic community, arguing against Christianity, standing up against those Christian bigots that are attempting to force their religion down society's throat. Yeah, fight those Christians. Yeah, take your morals and your hate of sin and go jump in a river. We love sin, right? It was real big and exciting. Everybody was talking about how hateful and bigoted the Christians were and how what a much better world it would be if atheists were in charge instead, scientifically righteous rather than holy righteousness. And you saw memes like this all the time. Dear religious people, don't worry. When atheists become the majority, and it'll happen sooner than you think, you will be treated far better than you have historically treated us when you were the majority. Yeah, cut to Alberta Indigenous lawyer says burn down churches. Christians are in charge, atheists flourish, right? Christians are in charge, anybody's welcome, everybody can do whatever they want. You know, religions, Christians will do their thing. Atheists will do their thing. Nobody's forcing anything on anybody else, but the Christians are in charge and enforcing a status of mutual benefit. Then the atheists come along. Oh, the God, the loving atheist, the scientifically, you know, righteous atheist come along to better society. And what happens? Well, they target your children for homosexual conversion and they burn your church down. Very tolerant atheists. It's not okay. It's not okay. I'm going to play this video here. We're going to upload the full video. It's about 10 minutes long to band.video because that's what it's for, you know. It's like the best thing ever. Anything that gets deleted off of Twitter or YouTube for violating their terms of service, in this case, a personal recounting of a sexual harassment event, well, you can't talk about that. It goes against the religion. It's blasphemes against their gay God. So you can't talk about this. It'll get removed and then it'll get uploaded to band.video. What an important place. Like, it already is to a certain extent, but I'm going to really try to double down on this and just personally try to upload anything I find that gets removed from Twitter just goes right up on band.video. Just right away. It'll literally be the place, the repository of banned videos. It'll be fantastic. So this video was banned. The entire account was banned for posting this video. Again, of a mother recounting the sexual assault against her daughter. This was blaspheming against their religion. It had to be removed. You have to not just be a victim. You have to enjoy your victimhood. If you complain about it, you'll be silenced and attacked. So here she is.
And like I said, it's a Korean spa. So everyone's naked. And I wanted to be kind of culturally with it, so we also were nude in the women's side of the spa, and there's little girls who are naked with their older Korean grandmas who are naked, and the women's section has like hot tubs and like massage areas, and everyone's nude, and this is my first time. And, you know, like I said, I was kind of uncomfortable, but I was like, okay, well, this is how they do it. And, you know, we were trying to kind of have the experience. So we got into the hot tub, my little six-year-old daughter and I, and we were having a great time. We were in there with other women when a person, I guess, with a penis and a beard came over with two girlfriends. They appeared to me to be lesbians with tattoos and colored hair, and they appeared, the three of them, to be kind of progressive activist types. They came in with kind of an entitled attitude, And they sat down on the edge of the hot tub where I was with my daughter, my six-year-old daughter, who was naked. And the person with the penis sat down on the edge of the hot tub with just fully on display, with his genitals fully on display. And so me and the other women in the hot tub kind of looked each other in the eye, and we just kind of made this face like, what the heck? And, you know, we're motioning to my daughter. I'm motioning to my daughter, and the women in the hot tub are like, I know, what the hell? And, you know, we were just uncomfortable, and I was trying to block my daughter from seeing the penis on the person with the 5 o'clock shadow, who was not trying to look like a woman at all.
So that's just part of the video. It's about 10 minutes long. She explains the whole thing. She explains how then she went to show up to the protest and saw that as she arrived, Antifa, wearing masks, were beating up preachers and beating up elderly people and beating up, definitely beating up and breaking the cameras of the people there to capture it on film. So you don't actually have video of all of these attacks happening because they were beating up the journalists that were there to capture it, and how she was so scared she hid her sign and tried to, you know, hang out in the back. So, you know, if a grown man exposes himself and gets into a hot tub with your naked six-year-old daughter, you can't protest that, or you might get beaten up. You can't post a video of, you know, recounting the event on Twitter. You'll be silenced and removed from that platform. You are a victim, and you have to enjoy that status. Appreciate the fact that this is a part of progress. You know, you're welcome for being a victim. Now, in a healthy society, what would happen in a situation like this? You know, if a grown man walks into a women's side of the thing, opens his towel and just like sits down, the women would scream. They would start running. Like there wouldn't be any of this like, what's happening? What is the man? What do we do? Like, no, it wouldn't be any of that. Like, this is wrong, right? This is wrong and disgusting and perverted. They would have screamed and yelled. And the men in the spa, maybe on the other side, would have heard this and thought, what's going on? They would have run in. They would have seen this guy basically assaulting the women. And the guy would have never left the spa as a man, right? It would have forcibly carried out his transition, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, it wouldn't have gone to court. It wouldn't have been the police like 30 years ago, 50 years ago, especially 100 years ago. Some guy walks into, you know, a woman's section and purposely exposes himself to a six-year-old child. That guy would be lynched immediately, like right away. No question about it. What happened in this case? The women went to complain to the front desk, and all the men that were there, who, you know, societally are supposed to be the bulwark protecting the innocent and the weaker children or women, right? The men are supposed to be the frontline defense in society. They actually yell at the woman, call her hateful for pointing out that her young child was just flashed. So, state enforced, activist enforced, media enforced, homosexuality. It's here, folks. It's here. And if you try to get rid of it, prepare to be doxxed, silenced, attacked. And even supranational organizations like the UN and the EU will sanction you and attempt to destroy your entire country for standing up against this. Incredible.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck.
The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
The Biden administration's largest intelligence gathering agency, the NSA, had been reading my private emails. Even saying that out loud is weird. It's one of those segments we never thought we would do ever. But the country has changed that much that fast. And honestly, the whole thing was kind of shocking. The government was spying on us? Come on. It seemed crazy. But it's true. And no one in Washington appeared to be shocked in the slightest. In fact, the usual shills right after our segment had a ready explanation for it. Either it never happened at all, they said, just a cable news show lying for ratings, or there must have been a good reason it happened. And they began furiously making excuses for why the NSA did it. A powerful, heavily politicized spy agency surveilling journalists who've been critical of the regime? No problem. It's perfectly normal. Just don't call it spying. But it's not normal at all. It is third world. And as we told you repeatedly, it did happen. Now that has been confirmed. Yesterday we learned that sources in the so-called intelligence community told at least one reporter in Washington what was in those emails, my emails. There was nothing scandalous in there, thank God. We're happy to report that. Late this spring, I contacted a couple of people I thought could help get us an interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. I told nobody I was doing this other than my executive producer, Justin Wells. I wasn't embarrassed about trying to interview Putin. He's obviously newsworthy. I'm an American citizen. I can interview anyone I want, and I plan to. But still, in this case, I decided to keep it quiet. I figured that any kind of publicity would rattle the Russians and make the interview less likely to happen. But the Biden administration found out anyway by reading my emails. I learned from a whistleblower that the NSA planned to leak the contents of those emails to media outlets. Why would they do that? Well, the point, of course, was to paint me as a disloyal American, a Russian operative, been called that before, a stooge of the Kremlin, a traitor doing the bidding of a foreign adversary. And, of course, I'm hardly the only person who's been accused of those things in the last several years. We've seen this movie several times now. At the same moment the communist Chinese government increases its already stunning level of control over this country, our leaders prattle on about the threat of Vladimir Putin. He's an evildoer, they tell us, a totalitarian dictator. Vladimir Putin does things that no American leader would even consider. He runs domestic disinformation campaigns. He lies to the public. He punishes people for opposing him or for believing the wrong things. He even uses intelligence agencies to spy on his own citizens. Beyond the pale stuff. So no decent American would interview Vladimir Putin, at least no reporter from Fox News. That was the point they wanted to make. That's why they planned to leak the contents of my emails to news organizations. And yesterday, as noted, we learned they actually did it. Even now, some in the media are claiming that we deserve this. Emailing with people who know Putin, are you? Of course the NSA is watching you. That's what you get. But that's hardly the point. By law, the NSA is required to keep secret the identities of American citizens who've been caught up in its vast domestic spying operations. So by law, I should have been identified internally merely as a U.S. journalist or American journalist. That's the law. But that's not how I was identified. I was identified by name. I was unmasked. People in the building learned who I was. And then my name and the contents of my emails left that building at the NSA and wound up with a news organization in Washington. That is illegal. In fact, it is precisely what this law was designed to prevent in the first place. We cannot have intelligence agencies used as instruments of political control. Both parties used to agree on that. Democrats were especially adamant on the point, but not anymore. So that's exactly what is happening here. We need to find out how this happened. Who did it? Who allowed it? Paul Nakasone would know the answer. Paul Nakasone is the highly political director of the NSA. Paul Nakasone would have been required personally to approve my unmasking. That's how it works. Paul Nakasone should explain who asked for that unmasking, and he should do it immediately. Avril Haines would also likely know the answer. Haines is the even more political director of National Intelligence. She oversees all of it. She may have approved the unmasking as well. She would certainly know who asked for it and who approved it. That's her job to know. She should release that information immediately, tonight. And if Avril Haines does not release that information, she should be forced to release that information. We don't have a lot of power as a TV show, but we're going to keep pushing for that because it matters, not just to us, but to the entire country. You can't have a democracy in a place where unaccountable spy agencies keep people in line by leaking the contents of their emails, discrediting them with their own emails, which they thought were private. You can't, it doesn't work if you allow that.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, then we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Third hour has begun. We have with us someone you know well, Savannah Hernandez, outspoken political commentator and producer of Slightly Offensive. As a political activist, she's been censored for standing up to big tech and attacked for documenting protests and exposing the violence of the left. Despite the adversity pitted against her, she's never afraid to report on tough topics. Her work has inspired a new generation of patriots and impacted countless people. You can find her on YouTube at Sav Says, and the website for the show she produces is slightlyoffensive.com. Welcome to the program, Savannah.
What an intro, Harrison. Thank you so much for having me. I always love coming on with you.
Well, very happy to have you. You are, of course, very busy with Elijah Schaefer and Slightly Offensive. I don't know if you've had a chance to watch what we've been doing here today. We're talking a lot about the gay lobby, I guess you'd call it, or state-enforced homosexuality, whatever you'd want to call it. I don't know if you want to talk about that or if there's something else in your mind. What's on the top of your news chart there at Slightly Offensive?
In regards to Slightly Offensive, a lot of the same thing. We like to talk a lot about culture, but on my own show, Rapid Fire, that I do twice a week now, I like to focus in on vaccines. I like to focus in a lot on China's influence on the U.S., and that's what I've been focusing in a lot on this week, just because we've seen a lot of political commentators come out and talk about the 4th of July and how Democrats and liberals were crapping on America, burning mm-hmm. the American flag. But I want everyone to take a step back and ask who introduced these ideologies into society and who has been perpetuating this? Who owns Congress? Who owns our media? Who owns Hollywood? Who owns all of our educational, institutions and everything? And it's China. And so, big focus on Chinese influence this week as, we celebrate the 4th of July, as we see the complete state of America and our country, and we see the continued lies that the media continues to push out.
Okay, so on the topic of China, it is interesting because just before July 4th, Xi Jinping came out and gave that speech where he said they would, bash the head of anybody who stood up against them. I know that there's a lot of war, on the horizon with Taiwan and Japan and Philippines working together, and there's a lot of people talking about war with China. In my opinion, war is the last thing China wants because China is dominating us without warfare, right? Like if everything just continues to go as it is, China is on top forever. China will just continue to decimate everything that we're trying to do and continue on forward. I'm not advocating for war with China, but it seems like they are on track to dominate for the next century at least. with no slowing down. And it looks like America is either helpless or just not interested in preventing this. What do you say about that?
100%. Again, going on to this topic of communism infiltrating America, a lot of people made the important point that without American liberalism, the communist Chinese would not have been able to prosper the way that they have. And, you know, with that being said, it's so interesting to see just how strong China is getting, how China is, you know, in regards to their military, how they're growing, in regards to teaching their men to be masculine. I was reading a story yesterday from the New York Post that said that WeChat banned LGBT groups in China. Yep. So, you know, China really seems to understand that this cultural degeneracy that we've allowed to prosper in America, you know, this past hour, you went really deep into the LGBTQ community, how all of these gay men are trying to convert our children, just the complete attack on the innocence and the complete attack on our culture here in the West. And China really does see that. And like you said, too, I don't really think that China needs to go to war per se with any country, because China is already doing a great job of destroying America from within. You know, we're pitting American against America, American right now. We're constantly racially divided. We're focused in on all of these small issues that are actually very minute. We're focused on issues and problems that we create ourselves. Meanwhile, China is prospering. China is getting stronger. We have all of these foreign leaders that are laughing in the face of Americans because our president is a joke. Our people are a joke. Our college institutions are a joke. And, you know, we're really destroying ourselves from within at this point.
And you can tell that, you know, China is it's interesting because they, I guess, they're just blatantly dishonest in their foreign policy or their what they talk about in other countries versus what they do in theirs. Right. I mean, you go to China, you'll see McDonald's with signs in the window saying no black people. And then China, yep, the state of China comes out and condemns the treatment of African-Americans. Right. Or, you know, they'll come out and condemn censorship against LGBT people here while literally just like calling it a mental illness and, you know, forcibly imprisoning gay people in China. It's all about power, right? And they're going to use whatever levers they can. If these were actual like ideological imperatives that they were following, they'd probably be supporting sort of conservative groups in America. But they don't actually care about these things. It's about control. And they want to eliminate America. So they encourage all of the things that they know are bad for the country that they eliminate in their country.
Exactly. And that's what we're seeing right now. That's why communism is prospering on our streets. We have people waving communist flags. We have Americans burning the American flag. We've gotten to a point in our country where, you know, the past 4 years it was a MAGA hat. But now if you're waving an American flag on the streets of America, you know, you should be able to wave your country's flag in your own country. You will now get attacked for that. So that's the state of America right now. And, you know, you guys at InfoWars have, again, always ahead of the curve, always talking about next year's news today, which has been great because, you know, I love listening to various political commentators. I listen to Alex's show every day. I listen to Bongino, Michael Knowles, blah, blah, blah. Take your pick. And again, a lot of these conservatives are very afraid of censorship. They're afraid of being too controversial. They're afraid of saying the wrong thing, that they won't touch on these important issues. And it is very frustrating. I mean, it's great that you can find these stories at InfoWars, but it's frustrating that you guys seem to be the only ones talking about these important issues and bringing light to, you know, the realities and the bigger problems in society that we should be focusing on. So again, you know, props to you guys for always being ahead of the curve. And if it wasn't for, you know, InfoWars, American Journal, The War Room, who knows what we wouldn't know what's going on in this country. Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's interesting to me because you're right. People are scared of the labels that they'll be called. They're scared of, you know, being portrayed as something that they're not. And you really do have to shed that fear, right? Because, you know, I got no problem with gay people. I got no problem with anybody living, you know, their life in a way that they, you know, in the privacy of their own home.
Don't even preface it with that. We're way past that at this point. You don't even need to preface it with that. If you have a gay choir saying that we're going to convert your children,
exactly,
then there is no need to preface it with, well, I do have a gay friend. No, no, I don't care if you're gay. I don't need to know if you're gay. If you're gay, good for you. Don't push it in my face. Don't push it on my children. So don't even preface it. And now I'm mad at you for even trying to be a nice person right now.
No, but that's exactly, that's exactly why I'm saying that, is because I feel like a lot of people think like, okay, well, I'm not a homophobe, so I better just not say anything about this.
Right,
but
right,
it's you have to shed that fear, right? I'm not, and again, I'm not saying this because, exactly, I'm afraid that somebody's going to call me a homophobe. I'm saying it because it's okay to hold these two positions, to go, it's not hateful to say, hands off my children. I think that's the point, right? You need to shed the fear of being called hateful for trying to protect your children.
Exactly. And the left has done a really great job of, again, manipulating our language in regards to racism, in regards to being a homophobe or a transphobe or a bigot, a misogynist, take your pick. And we've reached a point in society where, like you said, we need to stop caring about what people think, because the left constantly manipulates our language and the right does a great job of kowtowing to them and bowing down to what they say because they're afraid to be called bigoted or racist. And look at where our GOP is now. Look at where our entire country is now. Do you know why America First is so popular? Because the Zoomers are craving an actual policy and craving actual ideologies that will save this country, not this sad, soft, liberal approach that conservatives keep taking of, oh, well, the left says we can't say pedophile on YouTube, so we better not say it because we don't want to get banned. And then slowly over time, we see the continued erosion of our free speech time and time again. So, you know, conservatives as well, like anyone on the right needs to stand up. Everyone needs to stop being a scaredy cat in society today and hurt people's feelings. Bring back bullying. That's what we need in 2021.
Pro bullying. I love it. You're kind of right. I mean, there's an interesting like chemical aspect to this, with testosterone going down, like manliness going down. One of the things that testosterone does is it makes you more likely to go with your gut, right? That gut feeling that you have. And I was talking about, I kind of hinted at this with the idea of, a grown man gets into a hot tub naked with a 6-year-old naked girl, and the parents there are like, oh gosh, like, what do we do? What do we do? How about this?
No.
Go with your gut and get the hell out of there, right? It's like somehow they've overwhelmed our natural reaction chemically, like metaphysically. It's insane. All right, this is very exciting. Sav is fired up. The website, slightlyoffensive.com. YouTube, Sav Says. We'll be right back with Savannah Hernandez on American Journal on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all our other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit TheBioPros.com today and protect your septic system. That's TheBioPros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. Savannah Hernandez joins me. Here's the story from Summit.News. Black Lives Matter group declares American flag a symbol of hatred, saying when we see this flag, we know the person flying it is a racist. And they've said that when we black Americans see this flag, we know the person flying it is not safe to be around. Now, I've been making the case this whole episode, Savannah, that the whole progressive ideology is a religion. I mean, it's religious in its aspect, and whether it's the Black Lives Matter denomination or the gay rights LGBTQPBLMNOP denomination, it's all part of the same religious impetus, which is essentially anti-Christ, anti-America, and they have this like revulsion for our symbols, like, you know, a Satanist would have a revulsion for a cross. I mean, there's no data to back this up. This is just a sort of religious hatred, wouldn't you say?
100%. And I wouldn't even say it's a religion at this point. I would say it's a cult, because if you don't 100%, you know, adhere to all of their guidelines and policies, you will get attacked in the street. And like you said, too, in regards to the American flag, you're 100% right. If you go take an American flag to some leftist event, whether it's an abortion rally, an LGBTQ rally, or a BLM rally, you will be attacked and it will look like an exorcism. People will start screaming. They'll start, you know, shaking violently. It's quite terrifying. I've seen it on many occasions.
Yeah, and you're not kidding. I mean, there was, I think it was the Pride Parade in New York City when a food vendor had an American flag up, and the people went up to him and said, take that American flag down and put up a rainbow flag. And he said no, and they literally beat him up and like stole his cart and left him bloody on the ground. I mean, this is vicious, and it's, they are like literally, you fly an American flag, you get beat up in America. Like, what the hell is going on here, Savannah?
Yeah, again, I would have to point to the communist Chinese and their complete infiltration of our country and how they have, again, just influenced our education system, therefore influencing the next generation of Americans to hate our country, to hate capitalism, to think that we are all evil. Again, going back to July 4th and all of the liberals just hating on the flag, hating on America. We had Lakota Man flipping off Mount Rushmore, Cori Bush, Maxine Waters saying that, oh, you know, who is America free for? The white man, blah, blah, blah. We're seeing critical race theory being pushed every single day. And again, who is the person at hand and who is the institution or who is the country that is continuing to push all of this into our country, continuing to radicalize our citizens on our streets and pit us against each other? And granted, you know, it's not just China as well that's doing that. It's also, you know, the elites in power. It's also our own politicians and government officials, which again, bond paid for by China. So, many layered aspects here, and it's very difficult to talk on these situations because I do feel like we're constantly being attacked from all fronts.
Yeah, that's certainly true. That's sort of what I deal with every day. It's like, all right, what do you focus on today? Is it the spiritual attack over here? Is it the fact that they're still rounding up people from January 6th? I mean, it's like from every angle. Now they're trying to prosecute Trump over like election interference from 2020. I mean, they won't let anything go. It's just they're full on attack constantly. And you're right. It's not just China, but it's the China model that's being used and being perpetuated, you know, across, especially through the Great Reset, which I always point out, you know, when they say, you know, you will have nothing and you will have no privacy, they mean you. They don't mean themselves. And I wanted to point this out because we just played the Tucker Carlson video of showing that he was being spied on. Vice News put out a tweet that said, Tucker Carlson, don't spy on me. Also, Tucker Carlson, spy on teachers, because Tucker Carlson was advocating having body cams on teachers. So the parents actually know what their children are being taught. Now, this is unacceptable for Vice News. And I thought this guy on Twitter, handle is at Man Dave. Good job. He wrote, we're rapidly heading towards a world where government employees enjoy all the benefits of the Bill of Rights in order to protect themselves from private citizens for whom the Bill of Rights is no longer applicable. And that's pretty much, that sums it up, doesn't it? I mean, and that is the Chinese model. The Chinese elite have all the privacy and all the private property and all of the rights that they desire from the citizen that they rule over, but the citizens themselves are under constant surveillance, at social credit score, owning nothing without permission. And that's what they're trying to implement worldwide.
Exactly. And I want the average American to really wake up and realize, too, that we are living in a country now where our intelligence agencies are targeting private American citizens. They're spying on private American citizens. And that should terrify everyone. But of course, because we are so complacent as a society, and then again, going back to the effeminate men in this country, that is why they have attacked masculinity so much. Because guess what? We have no men that are willing to stand up and fight for our country anymore. Stand up for truth. Stand up for what's right. Like you said, in regards to this bathhouse, you think the average mother would see a naked man in front of her kid. If a naked man was in front of my kid, I would go and punch that man in the face, to be quite honest. I'm not advocating for violence, but that is the proper response when your child is being assaulted, okay? But we, again, as a society, are so complacent, and we've allowed all of this just degeneracy to fester so much that it's now just a normal, commonplace thing. So, yeah, Americans really need to wake up. They need to realize what's going on with our intelligence agencies, what's been going on in government for a long time, actually. It's so funny because I always have boomers in my, YouTube chat telling me, Savannah, government corruption has been a thing for a long time. You just really need to calm down. And I'm like, okay, boomer, why has it been a thing for such a long time? Maybe because you didn't stand up for so many years and look at where we are now.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's like, calm down. It's always been this way because we just are calm about it and don't do anything about it. So it continues to perpetuate. And the sad thing is, even if you do have a man who's willing to, you know, go against the onslaught of propaganda and actually stand up for things or try to protect a statue or something, the cops rush in and arrest that guy. I mean, the people that went to protest against this guy exposing himself at the spa, they were the ones attacked by Antifa, and then they were the ones arrested by the cops. So it's like, it's not even that we don't have men that can do it. Our entire society is preventing any protection from taking place.
Exactly. In the latest episode of Slightly Offensive, I really did want us to focus big on China. And Elijah did a great job of breaking all of this down as well and talking about how, again, everything is being weaponized to destroy our society and how, again, the ushering in of communism and the attack of masculinity will ultimately lead to, you know, this just complete destruction, which we're already seeing. He broke it down way better than I could. So I'd highly recommend people go watch that latest episode because, again, you know, the more people who are willing to talk about this and willing to stand up against this, just the lies, the degeneracy, the constant propaganda that's being pushed in our face, the better. Because, yeah, like we're playing on screen right now, we have this drag queen, just terrifying demon man holding these poor children. And, it started off with that, like, oh, we just want to get married. Just kidding. Psych. We're going to convert your whole entire family. And if you don't want to date a trans man, you're transphobe. Okay.
And the strangest thing about this, and it's like I have to bring this up all the time. I may, maybe the audience is sick of me saying it, but drag queens are not transgender. Like, you understand that drag queens know that they're men. They are men. It's literally a sexual sort of thing. It's like a fetish of theirs. I mean, it's not, you can make the argument for trans people. I think it's a bad argument anyway, but at least legitimately you could say these people have a mental condition that they think they're women and we should treat them whatever. These people don't think they're women. They know exactly what they're doing. They're dressing up like women as a sexual perversion, as a fetish. So it's like you can't even use the very sort of crummy claims of tolerance for transgender people with drag queens. That's literally just a sexualized act.
100%, Harrison. And again, do what you will, but do not touch our children. Do not target our children. And this is something that is now just being, said out in the open. There's so much propaganda and lies at this point, and the media knows that they can get away with it. Politicians know they can get away with it, and so does the LGBTQ community, which is why it's all out in the open now, because they know that they can say, we will convert your children. And yes, there is going to be some backlash, but ultimately they can say whatever the hell they want, and they can be truthful, because they know that the mass amount of people in society society are not going to really do anything about it.
They were joking. You didn't hear that, Savannah? They were just kidding. They were kidding about that. That whole, we're going to convert your child, we're coming for you, you're right, you should be scared. It was all a joke.
Well, all the big box stores are making record profits, and so is Amazon, because they designed the global shutdown to destroy small and medium-sized businesses. And it is wreaking havoc in the supply chain. Thousands and thousands of small companies have completely shut down, and others are struggling to stay open because they can't get raw materials, whether it's for food, whether it's for medicine, whether it's for supplements, whether it's for textiles, whatever the product is. You see it in the news. It is record level supply chain breakdowns because the globalists shut down the world economy for more than a year. And now they're trying to bring the shutdown back again. In fact, in areas like India and areas of Africa, the shutdown is ongoing. It's killing those people in massive numbers. So InfoWars doesn't have a lot of our best-selling products in anymore for 6, 7, 8 months because of this. So to make up the shortfall, please buy T-shirts, books, films, things like that at InfoWarsStore.com. And please try to keep us on the air.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. Takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose. You're funding the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal, Savannah Hernandez is my guest, slightlyoffensive.com. YouTube is Sav Says. He's trying to convince me to come up to CPAC there in Dallas this weekend. I didn't even know it was happening. This is how I'm just constantly reading news, and then it's like, I see something that's like, tomorrow, CPAC. And I'm like, what? CPAC's happening? Maybe I should be on top of that. So we'll see. Maybe we'll do a little InfoWars crashing of CPAC. That might be fun. As long as Savannah's there to guide the way.
Definitely. I will definitely be there. Also, side note, you're plugging Slightly Offensive's website. Definitely go there. But I've also launched my own website, savsaysofficial.com. So go check that out. You can find my podcast there. Also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play now. Rapid Fire, the show that I do twice a week, but savsaysofficial.com.
SavSaysOfficial.com. The podcast is Rapid Fire. Very cool. All right, let's get into the border, because this is another one of these things that it's like, yeah, you could do a whole show every day on the homosexual agenda. You could do a whole show on the Black Lives Matter division. You probably should do a whole show on the border crisis, because it continues unabated. Let's go to video number 9. These are from Bill Mnuchin, who is down there on the Texas border. These are migrants coming across from into La Jolla, Texas. Let's play clip number 9 first. You see a long road. You see the people walking across. Now, Savannah, to me, several amazing things about this. Obviously, they aren't exactly concerned. There's no sneaking going on. But they also have no belongings. I mean, a few of the children have backpacks. You know, the parents with kids maybe have like one or two little packs. You know, you go on a 3-hour hike, you got to bring a bag. You got to bring water. You got to bring food. You got to bring survival. Like, these people clearly are not going without support for more than like 12 hours or so, because they have no bags, they have no belongings with them. So they're being brought across. They're not exhausted. They're not wearing clothes that are conducive to hiking or marching or anything. I mean, this is industrial. They're like, all right, we're going to, you know, carry you all the way to the border, drop you off, and then pick you up, you know, a mile later. So these people walk half a mile and then they're in. I mean, this is industrial scale.
And I'm sorry, can I just point out as well how well-fed all of these illegal immigrants look, too? You know, Alex famously did that segment where he held up, like, that gigantic pair of underwear and was talking about, like, you know, gigantic obese, like, migrants coming in. But I do want to point out how well-fed they are, because, you know, on your point of these people, like you said, I've never even thought about this point, how they're not really, you know, carrying bags. They don't have too much supplies with them. On top of that, they also look so well-fed. And I did go to McAllen myself as well, because I did want to see the migrant crisis or the illegal border crossings firsthand. And it is kind of crazy just to watch all of these hordes of people just cross over the border with children. You don't even know if those children are theirs or not. I've heard many horror stories down there from the citizens who are having to live through this every single day as these illegal immigrants cross into their city. And again, you know, MSNBC's Joy Reid says, well, the border crisis is actually non-existent. All of these images and videos you're seeing are clearly doctored. You know, all the hundreds of migrants that are coming across the border every day. Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, no, it's not happening. There's not 180,000 people per month coming across. And to me, I mean, the most absurd thing is that, and I covered it a little bit earlier today, you have people from Arizona and Florida and like Idaho and all these places. The government is sending their National Guard troops to go to the border. And it's like, what are they doing? What are they doing, Savannah? Because they're not stopping anybody. They're not preventing anybody from coming across. I mean, it seems like the more soldiers we send down there, just the more efficient the ingress happens, right? I mean, why send soldiers to the border if they're just going to assist the influx of migrants? This makes no sense.
Exactly, because like you said, I mean, these governors can only do so much. The National Guard can only do so much. Border Patrol is completely overrun. And like you said, too, the only thing that's probably going to come of the National Guard going down to the border is extra people driving trucks, bringing more illegal immigrants into our country. Because again, when I went down there, it was the craziest thing to watch all these illegal immigrants walk up to Border Patrol. And when I tell you these people are so spoiled that they literally go and they get caught by Border Patrol because they don't want to walk anymore. So Border Patrol will come and pick them up in their truck and then take them to the busing facility where they can then be bused into America. So, you know, the privilege of these illegal immigrants knowing that they can come into America, my friend Jorge Ventura has been at the border since the start of all of this. He just took a video where he asked a smuggler, hey, you know, how easy is it to bring people into this country? And the smuggler's like, oh, it's so easy. Biden is giving asylum to everyone. So everyone is coming over here in droves. We're making millions of dollars. The cartels are doing really well. You know, we're able to bus people in every single day. It's a multi-million dollar business that Joe Biden is complicit in.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically helping run it and helping fund it. We'll just give all of our money to the cartels, and we'll just become Mexico or Guatemala or Honduras or whoever else wants to pour in. I mean, these people have no respect whatsoever for our country, right? Like, you don't do this to a country that you actually love. You don't do this to a country that you actually want to be a part of. It's an invasion. It's something that no decent person would be a part of. So it's not like, it's none of, you know, crossing the border illegally automatically should disqualify you from becoming an American citizen because you clearly have no desire to live by our laws.
Exactly. And the average American isn't seeing this border crisis. So, you know, in the words of Joy Reid, it does seem non-existent to them. But think about 180,000 people per month crossing the border. That is insane to me. It should be insane to every single American because, again, these immigrants that are crossing over, guess what they're going to be doing within the next 2 to 4 years? They're going to be voting in our elections. They're going to be fundamentally changing the foundations of our country, and they already have. And the Democrats know that, which is why they continue to push this in. Another very interesting thing that I saw, I can't remember which reporter this was, but they were on the border and they were saying that women there were specifically 7 months pregnant, and they were 7 months pregnant so that way when they got to America, they would give birth to their children, have anchor babies, and then their children would have security as U.S. citizens.
Yeah, there's a video of it. I never played it, but I did download it a couple weeks ago, I think, and there was a couple from, like, it was either Haiti or could have been as far away from as Africa, but they'd been hanging out in Colombia for like a year and a half. And literally, yeah, they're being interviewed, and the guy's like, well, she's 7 months pregnant now, so we're going to get over to America and drop this anchor baby and then be citizens. And it's like, they're just doing that. Like, we're just allowing this to happen. They're just literally invading. I mean, it's more people per month than the entire, you know, combined forces of the Allies that landed on the beaches of Normandy. Just literally an invasion force every single month, completely unbidden. And the only action that the government is taking is to give these people envelopes full of cash and to put them on planes to places like Iowa. I mean, if this isn't cause for a revolution to overthrow this government because they're not fulfilling their most basic duty of protecting the borders of the United States, like, I don't know what else is.
Well, let's not even talk about the border. Let's talk about the citizens as well, because Joe Biden just pledged millions of dollars to help children at the border. Meanwhile, every single weekend in Chicago, young children, infants, little babies and toddlers are being shot up every single weekend. And why is that? Because of bad Democratic leadership. So again, this is just taking the funding. It's taking all of the resources of America, pushing it towards all these illegal immigrant children, bringing them into this country and, you know, sending all of our funding and putting it everywhere, but back into the pockets of and back into the protection of America and her citizens. So just another great example of how the Democrats in this country, the liberals in this country, are just completely destroying us. And again, you know, Alex loves to make the analogy of, you know, this being like a Trojan horse, but that's very much what it is, because America is a very strong country, and the only way we can be destroyed is from within, and they're doing a very great job of that, again, from multiple aspects.
Yeah, and that video we were just showing emphasizes your point. It is from Chicago, and it's literally a gunfight that happened yesterday in a courtyard with a bunch of little children running around as gunmen are firing at each other wildly in the middle of this courtyard. And it's like, maybe we can make a deal. We'll discuss this on the other side. Maybe we can make a deal with, like, the leftists and just, you know, it's like, all right, you want free school or whatever. It's like, all right, tell you what, we can pay for that, but you got to stop the border. Like, do they not understand that all of this takes money and that all the stuff they want takes money and that we can't have both of these things, and that I would much rather be spending money on American citizens and helping to improve the life of American citizens than just pouring money overseas or to people who flout our laws and invade our country? Like,
Sid, I'll do you one better. Let's take all the liberals and Democrats who push communism and push these bad policies, send them to China and bring all the Hong Kongers over here. Let's do that instead.
We'll just shove them out. Just do mass deportation of liberals. I'm 100% for it. Savannah Hernandez for president. 2024, I'm in.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is, they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists and realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all our other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months, so get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal. Savannah Hernandez joins me. Savannah, SAB official, let me get this right now. She's got a website, and it's SABSaysOfficial.com, and that's where you can find her podcast, Rapid Fire. Her YouTube is SAB Says. The website for the show that she produces with Elijah Schaefer is SlightlyOffensive.com. I encourage you to go and follow her work there. Clearly, she's very passionate about all of this stuff that we're talking about. Now, Savannah, I want to read you this story because it came out today. Rashida Tlaib says, we must eliminate funding for Customs and Border Patrol, ICE, and the DHS, arguing that the agents, quote, terrorize migrant communities, saying, quote, time and time we have seen it as advocates on the ground, as human service agencies on the ground, to continue to see over and over again that these agencies are inept to humanely guiding migrants through our immigration system. So she's still working on English here, but you can get what she's trying to get across, essentially saying that these agencies, they're inept at humanely guiding migrants through our immigration system. That's not what they're there for, right? I mean, this is the number of things that are outrageous about this are insane. But just on the face of it, they are now expanding Capitol Police to a nationwide Gestapo around the country. They're eliminating your local police, so you won't have protection from your local criminals, and they want to eliminate any sort of protection that Americans have from anybody on the outside coming in when they shouldn't. So they're just eliminating all of the police forces. They want to eliminate all the police forces that actually patrol our border and protect our country from outside threats. I mean, this is insane, is it not?
100%, but it's not surprising in the least. It's like the defund the police movement, which, of course, you know, absolutely hilarious. It was so wildly unpopular that, you know, now Republicans are being blamed for the defund the police movement. Absolutely hilarious. And it would be the exact same thing if we abolished ICE or, you know, the DHS or anything like that. It would be our borders overrun. We'd have terrorists coming into our country, which we already do at this point. And, you know, when all of these bad news stories started coming out and the truth and reality of bad liberal and democratic policies were actually put into play, then Republicans and conservatives would somehow take the blame and the fall for this. But we've seen this time and time again. I mean, it's a page out of their playbook, you know, defund all of these institutions that they call corrupt and say that are inhumane. And then once the realities of how bad everything gets in society, you know, then just pretend like you never advocated for it in the first place.
You know, you don't even have to speculate about that. They're literally doing that right now. I mean, I'm sure you've heard Kamala Harris and Jen Psaki. They say that they inherited this problem at the border. I mean, it's beyond hypocrisy, right? I mean, they cause something to happen and then they blame it on the other side and double down on what they're doing. You know, this bill by Tlaib is in response to an essay written by John Cornyn and Tony Gonzalez. They note nearly a million migrants, including 80,000 unaccompanied children, have illegally crossed the border into America in just the past 8 months. So a million people. I mean, this is the largest invasion force the world has ever seen, and it's going, you know, unstopped. The craziest thing to me, Rashida Tlaib, not an immigrant, strangely enough. Her parents were immigrants. She's a, you know, first-generation American. Don't we want more of these people? Like, clearly she loves America, right? We always hear that the second generation, they're better Americans than anybody else. Is this what we need? We need more people coming in and then demanding that we tear down our laws to allow more people to come in? I mean, this is the most narcissistic, selfish, hateful behavior I've ever seen. I cannot imagine being in the position of Rashida Tlaib and having the temerity to make this sort of suggestion for a country that welcomed your family and saved your family from destruction.
Exactly. Again, all of these bad policies, all of these liberals, all of these Democrats who are pushing to destroy our country are doing so because they are so privileged that they have the ability to do so. They have the ability to throw away their rights completely. I mean, like you just said, this entire country gave Rashida Tlaib every opportunity in the world. Do you think that if she went to a Middle Eastern country, she'd be able to hold, you know, a place in office? She'd be able to have the voice that she has here in America? Absolutely not. But because of these privileges, because she's been so spoiled by America, she takes advantage of our country. She's now destroying the very thing that allowed her this success.
Yeah, it's obvious that's the case. And I just, you know, you try to put yourself in the mindset of other people. You try to be empathetic or whatever. But it's
no time for empathy. No more empathy. You know what, Harrison? I feel like I've gotten to the point in politics where I'm like, no more empathy, no more compassion. We've reached the point where we need to take a hardline stance on things. You know, every single time I see that coexist bumper sticker, I think it's absolutely hilarious because it in itself is just, it could never work. And you were talking about earlier how Christians cannot coexist with the LGBTQ community, with all of these bad communities that promote degeneracy. And that's where we've gotten to at this point. We don't need to be empathetic anymore because we've been so empathetic and compassionate. That's where we've gotten to in society today, and that is why we are here. So no, take a hardline stance and be a bully, be a jerk, because guess what? Being nice is not the way we're going to win back America.
And these people are not nice, right? And that's my point, is that these people are taking advantage of us. These people are not just you know, the poor and hungry and sick begging for help. No, they are taking advantage of you. They are con men, right? So like I really like the country of Japan. I'd love to live in Japan. Japan doesn't want me. They've made that perfectly clear, right?
Japan for you. Sorry, Harrison.
No, but can you imagine, like, there's this country I really love, Japan. I think it's really beautiful and wonderful. And so I'm going to sneak in there and I'm going to, like, insinuate myself in. And then I'm going to demand that they give me a citizenship and I'm going to protest if they don't. And then once they do, I'm going to demand that they let more people in. You know, what I'm saying is that, like, to put yourself in the mindset of these people, you understand this is not about compassion. This isn't about helping your fellow man. This is a selfish, narcissistic, hateful ideology that, you shed empathy for these people when you understand that. When you understand in their position, all they're doing is taking advantage of you. All they're doing is seeing a weakness and biting and attacking at that weakness. So you don't need to feel sorry for these people whatsoever, because you wouldn't do it, but they will. They're the bad ones, not you. You're not doing this to other people.
Exactly, Harrison. Earlier in the broadcast, you said that your tolerance took a long time to build and it took a very short amount of time to destroy. And I thought that that was a great quote, very telling of just society right now. It does take a lot to build up your tolerance. And I feel like, the majority of people in society are very tolerant. They're very accepting of a lot of these ideologies, which again is how we've gotten to where we've gotten to. But now is the time to take a hardline stance, because our children are being attacked at this point. Our children are being attacked. Our entire country is being desecrated, and we are living in degeneracy. I honestly feel like I'm living in a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah, because that's exactly what it is. Mm. You now have a society where a grown man can flash his penis in front of your underage child, and that's just okay now.
It's not just okay. You have to approve of it. I mean, you'll be attacked and beaten and censored and silenced and maybe arrested if you stand up against it. So it's not just tolerant anymore. You have to accept it, right? You have to accept it.
Exactly. Like you were saying, this is a religion or a cult where if you don't bow down and you're not subservient to their insane policies and their insane thought process, then you are going to be brutally attacked and bloodied until you submit. Those are your two options. Choose one.
Yeah, it is unbelievably sick. I just can't believe that this woman, Tlaib, humanely guiding migrants through our immigration system. It's about framing it in what it really is. It's not about, I don't know, I guess it's just the same thing as leftists do all across the board, because they're protecting criminals, right? I want to protect the innocent people that the criminals attack and kill that don't deserve it. They want to protect the people who are doing that, and they say it's hateful to prevent them from basically attacking and killing you by putting them in prison. That's against them. So, I mean, they are 100% on the side of the aggressors, on the side of the abusers, right? So we need to make that clear, that the humane thing to do is to protect the people of the United States from outside aggression. That's humane.
Exactly. Protect the law-abiding citizens. In Minneapolis, they're now forcing the council to hire more police over there, because guess what? The inner-city residents who are actually affected by the defund the police movement are being severely, they're just living in this violent state with this overrun crime in this crime-ridden city, and that's what it is time and time again. I was reading this quote as well that said that the ultimate privilege is moving away from the state or the city that your liberal policies destroyed, and, that's what we're consistently seeing time and time again with, Tlaib and all of these elitists in office who, again, are not actually living in the cities that their bad policies are affecting. Do you think that Rashida Tlaib, if she was living in McAllen, Texas, she would be advocating for humanely guiding migrants through our immigration system? No, she'd be like, close the damn border because the crime is crazy in my city right now. But she's not living down there. It doesn't affect her. So that's why she pushes this.
Yeah, well, Savannah, maybe the Republicans shouldn't have defunded the police. Maybe the Republicans shouldn't have opened the border, because we live an upside down world and everybody is insane. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Exactly. Yeah, I had no idea. Thank you for, enlightening me this hour. It was a great time, as always, Harrison. I love coming on your show. I love, getting fired up about America and getting passionate. People always tell me to calm down. Maybe you should get more fired up about the fact that our entire country got taken over.
I'm loving it. I feel like you're my little sister, right? I've known you since you very began. You came out of journalism school. You were fresh and bright-eyed and ready to take on the world. And now you're just like this vicious attack dog against the left. It's amazing to see you come into your own. It really is inspiring. YouTube again, at Sav Says, slightlyoffensive.com, SavSaysOfficial.com. Rapid Fire is the podcast. Thanks so much for coming on, Savannah. We'll have to have you back on very, very soon.
Definitely. Thank you, Harrison. You taught me everything I know.
All right. Take care. Well, Alex Jones begins in just a minute. Don't go anywhere, folks.